Kia ora, boy.
Kia ora, auntie.
Where's Mata?
He's back in Claiborne.
Well, don't just stand in the doorway, boy. Come in. Would you like a kai?
No, it's okay, auntie. I had some takeaways.
You know that's not good for you.
Yeah, I know. I need to talk to you, auntie.
I gathered that. What's the matter?
I had a fight with uncle.
What about?
I just got the best job I ever had in my life. I'm going to be paid $900 a week.
Not selling drugs, are you, boy?
Oh, no, it's totally legit.
If it is, how come you had a fight with Mata?
Oh, he doesn't understand. He's living in the past, auntie. I got a chance to tell our story in song and haka and at the same time make a good living.
Sounds like heaven.
Yeah, dream come true, auntie.
Where are you going to do this?
You know Frank Buchanan? Well, he's got this idea to start up a tourism thingy in Claiborne.
Oh, that's Māori World. I've heard about it.
Oh, we're going to have performances, hāngis, a place where people from overseas can come and find out what Māoris are really like.
That could be wonderful.
See? You understand? But Uncle, he's been stubborn. Oh, I want him and me to work together, and he won't.
Let me guess. You want me to talk to Mata?
No. I need your support and your blessing.
I need time to think. You're heading back to Claiborne?
Yeah.
I'll come with you. I think I'd better go to the water.
So let me see if I've got this. You can remember everything you hear in complete detail.
Yeah, but I don't have a photographic memory. It's phonographic.
Sounds kinky.
Not pornographic. Phonographic.
Gotcha.
Thompson.
Yeah?
Can I have a word with you?
Sure. Excuse me, Karen.
What's the big idea?
What big idea?
I told you I didn't like some of the people you were keeping company with.
Look, now let me explain.
You have no right influencing my nephew.
Okay, now you listen to me, Mata. That had nothing to do with me.
If this is your way of trying to involve me in your plans, whatever they are, you can forget it.
Mata, it was all Frank's doing. He's desperate for you to work at Māori World.
That's not going to be happening. And using Mike as leverage isn't going to make a difference.
Okay, fine.
You should have done something to stop the boy.
You know how persuasive Frank can be.
Well, he sure suckered you in.
Mata, I didn't...
If you don't mind, I'd like to have a drink by myself.
Fine.
What was all that about?
Ah, he's really pissed off at me.
Uncle! Hey, Thompson! Want to see a party trick?
Yeah, I could use some entertainment.
Whoops, excuse me.
Do you know what a gravitational anomaly is?
No.
Cool. You ready? Watch. I'll draw 8 circles on this table with this piece of chalk. We'll toss this coin and I will predict which circle will land in.
So, what will that prove? You've practiced.
Oh, no! I'll get you to toss the coin.
Okay.
Circle 6. Go on, toss!
Wow. How do you do that?
Magic.
Let me see you do it again.
Sure. Oh, hey, Uncle.
What?
Auntie Queenie's here. She's gone to the water.
Why didn't you tell me before?
Because I told you now.
If anyone needs me, I'll be on the beach.
Mike, maybe it's none of my business, but
Probably isn't.
I just don't think you can take Frank's offer at face value.
Just toss the coin.
You're late, Mata.
Sorry to ruin me. Is it time?
Aye. It's beginning. Listen.
I can't hear it.
Then you haven't done everything. When you have, you will hear.
We're not ready.
There's still time to make peace, Mata.
Man, that's weird. So it's just a gravitational anomaly.
Yep.
Final drinks, let's go.
What time is it?
It's only 9:30.
You all right, Karen?
No, and I don't have time to talk.
What's up?
I want one of you to drive me to Kawakawa.
Now!
Karen, can't you at least tell us what's going on?
I think my husband has found me. I have to go. Now, you two can fight about which one of you is going to drive me while I get packed.
Jeez.
Choice, I'll toss you for it, Thompson. Heads I win, tails you lose.
Sounds fair.
Clayborn was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.